come on in. Take a seat, please. Take a seat. We're going to start the show. Please take a seat. Yes. No, there's... Sit in the third row. Go sit in the third row. Third row. Sorry, there is no third row.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
I thought there was a third row. I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird.
I'm sorry.
If you like that sort of thing.
I thought there was a third row. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Say good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Don't answer, I can't hear you. It's not interactive. It's not interactive. That's not how this works. This is how it works, and I've said it so many times and it's coming out of my ass. Look, I talk and you listen. I entertain you. You sit there in a lame position and I stimulate your mind and we have a few laughs. It won't last very long. But you don't talk. You don't respond to me. I may ask you rhetorical questions to which you do not respond because they're rhetorical. Do you know what rhetorical means? I know you do. So just be quiet. I will talk.
Please be quiet.
Don't talk at all.
Please be quiet.
Always.
Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet. Please be quiet.
Yes, please.
Please be quiet.
Shh.
Please be quiet.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that isn't just about this show. In life, just shut up. Just shut up. You can do what you want in the privacy of your bathroom. I don't care about that. Or when you're alone in your house or something, or in your car, you can sing to the radio all you want. But when you're out in public, just shut up. Okay. Anyway, I took my dog to the veterinarian a couple of days ago for her general checkup. She has general checkups, my dog. Because we love her very much. There are no human beings in my family that sit on my lap and lick my face. Not a one. Not a one. But my dog will. Do I like my face licked? Not necessarily. As a matter of fact, I don't. If a person sat down in my lap and licked my face, I would throw them off my lap immediately. I don't like my face licked, no. But somehow when a dog does it, it's very, very affectionate. I don't know why. An animal that licks its own ass and hind legs and takes a little lick off of its turds after it defecates, I apparently have no problem with this dog licking my face. Which, when you see, don't stop and think about a lot of things. In this life, you should not stop and think about a lot of things because they're not going to make sense. And they're going to drive you crazy. Like, why am I letting a dog lick my face when it does? Don't think about that. Don't think about that. That's dangerous to think about things like that. I love my dog. We all love our dogs. Some of them bark way too much. But this is what dogs do. It's the same with people. I love a lot of people, but they talk way too much. I'm guilty of that. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying. We all make unnecessary noises. Anyway, so I'm taking my dog to the veterinarian, and I got to tell you something, man. Veterinarians are totally different than people doctors. When I go to get a checkup at my people doctor, my primary care, do you want some care, Ron? Yes, primarily. Primarily I do. When I walk into my doctor's office, for me, the receptionist does not greet me. It's kind of like, what do you want? What's your name? Your date of birth? We want to verify your address. I feel like I'm at some type of a border patrol place. I mean, or I'm getting on an airplane. You want me to take my shoes off? Like, can you just say hello or something? Because we're all human beings here, and I'm getting my body checked out, and kind of be nice if you were pleasant to me. In a veterinarian's office, you walk in with your dog or your cat or your hamster, whatever. They're very pleasant. Hi. Oh, this is your, is that your little baby? Is that the baby? Look at the baby. They don't do that in doctor's offices. They don't fawn over human beings. Ron, are you gonna have a checkup today? Are they gonna give you a check? You look so cute today, Ron. Look at you in your little pants. Look at you in your little pants. You're so cute. What a cute man you are. What a handsome man you are. Are you going to see the doctor today? Are you going to see the doctor? Oh, you're so cute with your little doctor pants on. Why don't you sit down and we'll call you when we're ready, and that'll be really soon. But you look so cute. Look at you. Look at you and your hair. Did you wash your eyes today? Look at you, Ron. You going to be checked up by the doctor, Ronnie? Are you going to be checked up? Is the doctor going to check you up? Are they going to make you breathe in and out and hold your breath while they check your respiratory? Are they going to do that to you? They're so cute. It's very different. In a veterinarian's office, they fawn over your dog. That's a cutie dog. And then you sit there, you wait for the veterinarian, and sometimes it's quick, sometimes it isn't. I think it's usually quicker than when I go to a doctor's office. I don't see a lot of overbookings in a veterinarian's office. I guess it happens sometimes. And then they ask you into this little room at the veterinarian's place, and there's a veterinary assistant who weighs your dog, and it's more fawning. Oh, we're going to weigh your dog. Look at the little dog we're going to weigh. Can I pick you up? Can I stroke your little tummy? That's so cute. You're so cute. We're going to weigh you now. We're going to see how much you weigh. No, don't squirm. Don't squirm. We're going to see how much you weigh. They don't do that to me when I go to my doctor. They call my name. And I walk in, and the nurse says, hi, how are you? Very, very businesslike. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, nurse. How are you? I'm fine. I have a lot to do, so don't talk to me. We're going to weigh you. So step on the scale. Okay. That's it. That's the interaction. Step on the scale. Okay. They don't. If they did it like they did in the vet's office, okay, Ronnie, you step on that little scale now. Watch your step now. Look at Ronnie. Look at him stand on the scale. Stand up nice and tall now, Ronnie. Stand up nice and tall, Ronnie. That's so, you look so cute. Oh, come on, don't squirm too much. Just still stand so straight, Ronnie. Ooh, you look at your weight. Look how cute your weight is. They don't do that in the doctor's office. No. So the veterinarian assistant stands there, and then the vet walks in, always a pleasant person, always so concerned about the dog, feeling every under the arms and feeling behind the neck and checking for fleas and any lumps or anything like that, and just checking the dog out and doing it so gently and so efficiently. My doctor is clinical. Clinical. I feel like I'm being examined for sexual disease. I'm just being examined under a microscope. When the veterinarian looks at my dog, it's like touchy stuff. It's touching. I want my doctor to touch me. My female doctor to touch me. My male doctor should not be touching me. I truly believe that. I don't. I mean, I'm not a homophobe. I don't even know if I can spell that. If someone's going to check my body out, it really should be a woman and a woman doctor. And I'm not being sexist. I'm being real. It should be a woman doctor. And it's not that I would derive a pleasure out of that, but that's just the way it should be for me. And when she's doing it, she should compliment me. Like, Ron, breathe in, breathe out. Ooh, you're a manly chest. Your chest is manly. When you breathe in, that's a very attractive pose, Ron. That's very, oh, you're manly. That's what I want my doctor to say to me. That's what makes me feel good. And when it's time for the little prostate exam, when I drop my pants and she puts on the rubber gloves and, you know, goes back there behind to check to see what the prostate's doing, I want compliments. I want compliments. Oh, Ron. Nice ass. Nice ass, Ron. That's what I want to hear. Oh, my God. Not only is your prostate really good, but you got a nice ass, baby. And then I want her to smack my ass. All right, this is getting a little out of hand. Perhaps the story is going a little bit too far. But I want compliments from my doctor. Now, women doctors, women also want women doctors. They don't trust men. A man examining a woman, there's always a question involved. When the male doctor's driving home, is he thinking, wow, that Marianne, whoa, that was fun. You know, there should only be women. I'm sorry, guys. And again, I'm not being sexist, but I'm sorry, guys. We don't want you to be doctors anymore. It's got to be women. And let me tell you something. Women are nurturing. There's something about a woman doctor that makes you feel like they're nurturing you. They really care. They're really taking care of you. I've had men doctors before in my life, and I never cared for any of them unless they were very sensitive men. I didn't like the clinical guys at all. They were too clinical. I want to be nurtured when I'm being checked out. Anyway, I know you agree with me. Both women and men agree with me. Women make better doctors because they care. Just like veterinarians. They care about the animal. It's amazing how much they care about the animal. The way that animals just derive this unconditional love from human beings. It's amazing. Do I want to be reincarnated as a dog? No. I don't want to go around my entire life without pants on. I don't. I just don't. You know who started this? Donald Duck. Donald Duck wore a top, like a little sailor's uniform or something. I don't know what the hell that thing was. He wore no pants. He had no underpants, no pants. He wore nothing below the belt. Donald Duck started this. And now animals don't wear pants. You would think by this time in our society, animals would be wearing pants. We would have humanized our animals enough to make them wear pants, especially our domesticated animals that live in the home with us. I find that amazing. If I wanted to walk around my neighborhood without any pants on, no underpants, just my genitals just like flapping in the breeze, I would soon be arrested. Before I knew what was happening, I'd be in a jail cell. Indecent exposure, Mr. Van Dam. But dogs, no pants, no underwear, flapping in the breeze, squatting down. Let me tell you something. If I just was walking down the street, felt like I had to go to the bathroom, which would mean every time I have Indian or Mexican food, and I just squatted down and just like did a load on the grass, I'd be arrested again and also pretty much mentally examined. But my dog, crap anywhere you want, babe. Just kneel down, let it go, and continue your walk. I don't know. Animals get away with a lot of stuff, and it's Donald Duck's fault. Actually, it's also Donald Trump's fault. I don't know why, but somehow it is. And you know I'm right. All right. What a way to open the show.
It was unbelievably painful.
I don't disagree with you at all. We'll be right back after these short words from a sponsor that we don't really even have.
First, they put jalapenos on your hamburger, but that wasn't hot enough. Then came habaneros, but still, that wasn't hot enough. Next came the ghost pepper, and still, that was not hot enough for you. Well, buckle up, tough guy, because Burger Guy thinks you're not man enough to handle the heat of our new sweet flaming mother of heaven. What the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger? Featuring two of Burger Guy's signature paper-thin patties topped with an experimental hot sauce made from a concentrated hot pepper extract that has only been approved for military use by North Korea. This burger will burn a hole through every inch of your intestines and then slap your mama on its way out for good measure. This burger is so hot they wouldn't let us test it on prisoners. Death row prisoners. But for a limited time, you can try your luck at your local Burger Guy if you're not a complete pussy.
Oh my God.
All purchases of the sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger, must be pre-approved by a certified attorney at law with proper notification of next of kin. Sweet flaming mother of heaven, what the f*** did you assholes do to my hamburger burger must not be consumed within 500 yards of schools or within 1,000 yards of open flame. All Burger Guy franchisees reserve the right to ignore cries for mercy or requests for immediate medical attention.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too, but sometimes he says bad words.
Beep, 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 beep. Actress Maria Menounos joins us. Certainly, toward the end of the program, we're going to speak to her about the Beverly Hills Dog Show. I guess it's the second year of that. It's taking place on Easter, actually. And I guess all the dogs, have to be sitting in pocketbooks. I really don't know how that works, but Maria will be joining us on this program today. That should be interesting, I do believe. Hey, what's going on in the White House right now? Here's interesting news. President Trump, quote unquote, has had nothing on his schedule for the past 3 days. I don't even understand why not. Nothing on his schedule. Nothing. I have more on my schedule than he has. That's weird. The argument is, well, shouldn't he be running the country? And then I'm thinking, no, maybe not. Maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe nothing on the schedule is good. Here's an interesting thing. Half of the people that Trump hired for his cabinet have left. They've been fired or forced to resign. So it begs the question to me, how good a hirer manager is Trump really? When he hired the people, no one was holding a gun to his head at all. the NRA probably would like to, nobody was holding on to him, is that he hired whoever he wanted. Half of them didn't work out. What does it say about your hiring skills? They suck. It's just, come on, man. Here's a guy running the country that doesn't know how to run the country, hiring people that don't know how to run anything either, that he prefers. As a matter of fact, he fired the head of the VA, the Veterans Administration, which is a very problem-ridden organization. It's the second largest organization in the country that requires some attention. It's a big job to run all the VAs, which are don't have the money, the expertise, a lot of problems. He fires the guy that's running the VA, the Veterans Administration, and he's considering hiring his doctor. Yes, Lion Donald Trump is thinking of hiring his doctor, the White House doctor, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. First of all, by the time you're adult, you should drop the Ronnie thing. Believe me, I know that. When I was a younger kid, I was called Ronnie. At a certain age, like two, I think I dropped the Ronnie when I was like 17 years old, and I actually said to myself, this isn't going to work as an adult. Somehow, Dr. Ronnie Jackson kept the Ronnie. Anyway, Trump wants to bring him in as the head of the VA, his personal doctor, the White House doctor. This is the doctor that said that Donald Trump is perfectly fine health-wise and that he's totally mentally capable. So when you say something nice about Don, you get rewarded with a cabinet position, maybe for a couple of months, then we'll fire you. I'll give you a title. The head of the VA is a big freaking job. Here are the two problems here. Well, the main problem is that Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the White House doctor to Donald Trump, has never managed anything in his life. He's never managed people. Yet he's going to be managing the second largest people organization in the country, the Veterans Administration. No management skills, no history of management. It's just, good move, Don. Good move. Nice. Isn't that the first question you ask somebody when you're going to interview them for a job? Do you have any experience in this? No. Do you have any experience in management? Something this size and this complex, any experience in managing people, managing large organizations? No, I don't have any experience. Perfect, you got the job. What have you done, White House doctor? I'm a doctor for the individual presidents. That's all. That's the first thing. The second thing is this White House doctor, obviously, is questionable. Says that President Trump, again, quote unquote, President Trump, is in perfect physical health, even though he's on all kinds of medications. He's as fat as a pig. He's in the obese category. He eats Burger King or McDonald's every single day. He gets no sleep whatsoever. His stress level should be through the roof, yet... No, he's in perfect health. He's really doing very, very well. Everybody should eat fast food every day, all day, drink a lot of Coca-Cola and don't sleep at all. This is the man, ladies and gentlemen, your president, that we should take after both physically and mentally and morally. I mean, what? Excuse me. So good luck, doctor. Have yourself a wonderful day, and everybody, you have a wonderful country, okay? Enjoy. A talk about truth there. Hope Hicks, the communications director, is leaving today. She announced that she was leaving about a month ago. Today is her last day. I assume there'll be a little party. Anyway, who's going to replace her? The main candidate, according to Trump, would be Kellyanne Conway. Yeah. Where the truth really gets washed. Kellyanne Conway? Are you serious? What? We're going to speak to Maria Menounos, actress, about the Beverly Hills Dog Show, speaking of dogs and ferrets.
As a special surprise, thank you, everyone listening to the Ron Van Dam Show today will receive a free photograph of Ron holding a ferret. Yeah, we don't know why he's holding a ferret either. But he's the boss. So there's the ferret. This is the Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not so bad, actually. Maria Menounos joins us. She's a host of SiriusXM's Conversations with Maria Menounos. Hey, how'd they think of that title?
I like how you say my last name, Ron.
Why? Menounos.
Menounos.
Didn't I say, I said that, I thought, okay.
Yeah, you got it, it's fun.
She's, well, we know who you are at least, she's an actor and an actor and an author. And we're talking about the Beverly Hills Dog Show. What is your connection to the dog show? I assume you have a dog.
I do. I actually have my rock star on my lap right now. Her name is Winnie, but I really love being a part of the Beverly Hills Dog Show. I was there last year as well. This year I was a roving correspondent and helping them out with various things like their Every Dog is a Star program. I really, it's just the most fun thing I get to do all year long. It's just a full day on the ground, loving on dogs and having them love on me.
That's not bad. It's not a bad world. The Beverly Hills Dog Show, why is it so popular as opposed to other dog shows?
You know, I think all the shows have their place. I think this one's special because it's combining the stars of Hollywood with the dog world. And that makes it different. And, you know, of course, it's in Beverly Hills. And
yeah. That's where there's dogs.
Yeah, exactly. There's just like a whole other level of star.
Well, it's because people in show business are smart enough to know that they can trust animals more than they can people. I think that's basically what it is.
Yeah.
Now, this is the second year, so it's a fairly new concept.
It is, yeah.
Now, how many?
It's all the standard, the still standard dog show. Yeah. Stuff that you're used to.
Okay, so it's all the breeds and dogs. How many dogs and breeds will be competing? Is it the full thing?
Oh, it's the full thing. Oh, yeah, 1,500 dogs, 200 breeds compete for best in show, and you will be blown away by these dogs. They're so unbelievably gorgeous.
Now, when is this airing?
It airs Easter Sunday. That's this Sunday.
Oh, cool.
On USA.
Cool.
And that's at 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, great. Something to look forward to after I eat.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Exactly.
I'm not kidding. It's a family day, and this is a family event. That's pretty cool. As a matter of fact, I understand that families can actually participate in this.
Yeah, they can. We have the Every Dog is a Star program, and so we're asking everyone to post a photo or a video on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tell us how your dog is the star of your family. And we're running this through April 8th. All you have to do is make sure you tag hashtag BHDogShow and @Purina, yes. And Purina will donate $5 to the Mud Agrees program. And it's an incredible program that really shows children the positive impact of pets on their lives. And I got to witness that program firsthand. It really is amazing. So they're going to donate $5 per post. If you want more info, you can go to Purina.com. But that's the plan.
Purina does a lot of these dog shows. Did you ever wonder what dog food tasted like?
No, not really.
Okay. Fine. Right. I guess that's okay. I my dog loves Purina, and I just and I'm just wondering what. It must be really good.
Ron, have you ventured to try this? I'm curious now. I feel like you might have taken a little taste once.
Maria, times have been tough, and it's just, and the beef looked really good, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, I will say, sometimes when you're looking at their food or you're giving them their food, you're like, it does smell kind of good. It smells interesting. Like, maybe we should,
yeah,
but no.
I'm just curious. But anyway, okay. Yeah, Purina does so much great stuff. It's amazing. Okay, so this is Sunday at 6 p.m. on A&E. And,
USA.
I'm sorry, USA. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. A&E's got stuff you don't want to see. Don't go there. It's
not on Easter Sunday.
No,
on Easter Sunday, you're going to watch USA.
USA, for sure. Okay.
That's 6 p.m. Eastern time.
On USA. I screwed that up pretty good, didn't I?
It's all good. It's early.
I know. It is early. That's the problem. Okay. All right. So we're going to be there. Now, you also, can I just step aside for a second and say that you're also an author, and you've put out some really great New York Times bestselling books, especially the ones about food, as we're talking about food right now.
Thank you.
So how do we just, as an aside, how do we follow and get in touch as far as that's concerned?
Well, you can go on Amazon and you can get any of the books. They're called The Every Girl's Guide to Life, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness, and The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. And so all of those are available on Amazon. And if you want to check out my podcast, it's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, and that's on Apple Podcasts.
Perfect. There you have it. There she is. And the dog show on USA Sunday at 6 p.m., the family event.
Yes.
Okay. Great
talking.
Thank
you,
Ron. Great talking to you. Take care.
Nice talking to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Out of time for today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new show. Join me then. Until then, I wish you peace.